Amen. Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. I appreciate that. And His faithfulness is great, and it's unto us, and we thank the Lord for that. Let us take the Word of God. We will go to Psalm chapter number 23. And I have chosen to be on this journey in the book of Psalms, and specifically in chapter 23, as we talk about our shepherd. And I've preached to you on the shepherd restores me, the shepherd gives me rest, the shepherd leads me, all the different things about the shepherd. And this morning, I'm going to preach to you on this subject. The shepherd walks with me. He walks with me. You know, there's a great hymn called In the Garden. And in the garden, Mr. A.C., that wrote that hymn, talked about how that he walks with me and talks with me. And folks, may I say to you, some of the greatest comfort that we can know today is that our shepherd is walking with you and me. He walks with us. We are not alone. And when we think about the valley, now we're going to talk this morning about the valley of the shadow of death. You may say, well, I know that's coming one day. And that is true. The shadow of death really comes to each and every one of us. Death is certain. And the shadow of death is coming. But I truly believe that David is not just speaking about what is futuristic to come, because it is not written in the future tense. I believe David is talking about a valley that he is enduring right now. And folks, we are in a valley. But I'm so glad to know that the shepherd walks with you and me. Let's read it together. Psalm 23 and verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Notice back in verse number 4 where the Bible says, yea, and that is true, we all go through valleys. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me. Would you join me in a word of prayer this morning? And would you pray that God would speak to your heart? But would you pray that God would enable me? And may the Lord meet with us today. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this day. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, this may not be a day that we have chosen, but it's the valley that You brought us into, and You promised to bring us through. Father, I pray this morning that You would use, Lord, the Word of God, which has all power. And Father, I'm Your messenger. I'm the instrument today. But Lord, help me now to be clean and pure. And I pray that You will speak through me and enable me to do what I can never do in my own strength. Father, do Your work today. We pray for anyone that is without Jesus, they do not know the Savior, that today they would put their faith and trust in You. But I pray for Your saints, Your saved sheep today, that You would encourage them to know that You are walking with us day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The shepherd walks with me. Now, what was David referring to when he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Now remember, David was a shepherd himself. David tended to sheep. He took care of them. He met their needs. He led them to the green pastures. He led them to the still waters. He protected them. He watched over them. And then David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Now, we understand that there is a valley in Palestine called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. There is no doubt within our hearts and minds that David no doubt walked this physical valley. It was a valley located between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, and it travels all the way down to the Dead Sea. Now, this valley was deep and it was narrow. Sometimes it was only as narrow as 12 inches, a foot wide, to be able to walk through this valley. This valley was full of shadows and dark turns. Even at high noon, you could be in the valley and it would be very dark. In fact, dangerous predators would hide in the cracks in the rock, ready to attack sheep and even the shepherd. Thieves also claimed this valley of the shadow of death as their favorite hideout. David, no doubt, many times took his sheep through the physical valley of the shadow of death. Why? Why would David even do that? Because at the end of the valley, there was something very useful. In fact, it provided a natural trail for shepherds in that area, Palestine, to get their flocks from the highlands near Bethlehem to the lowlands of Jericho. Why? Because even in the wintertime, when grass was scarce, where David was with his sheep there in Bethlehem, the shepherds would lead their sheep through that valley to the lowlands of Jericho, where the grass was even green during the winter time. So we believe that when David is talking about this valley, obviously there is spiritual application for you and me, but David knew what it was to be in a physical valley, a valley that danger lurked around. Now, I know what you may think, and I think the same thing. David, why would you go through a valley? Why would you go through some place where it was dangerous for the sheep and dangerous for you? Because David had a purpose for leading his sheep through that valley. Because once they came to the end of the valley of the shadow of death, it opened up into green pastures. It opened up to rest. It opened up to a purpose. And by the way, during the valley, the sheep would have to get near the shepherd, because they had to be near him for safety and for protection. It was a time of closeness and nearness with the sheep and the shepherd. Folks, I want you to know something today. All of us go through valleys. Yea, though I walk, by the way, yes, we will walk through many valleys in this life. I'm sure that when you first got saved and came to the Lord, you had no idea the valleys that God would lead you through. And by the way, the valleys are on purpose. God has a plan for every valley. A valley is dark. A valley is something you cannot see ahead. A valley is often very lonely. A valley is dangerous. A valley is where you don't know where the next twist and turn comes. But I want you to know something this morning. Our shepherd has already been through every valley that you and I will ever go through, and he has already been to the end of the valley. He walks with you and me. My shepherd and your shepherd walks with you, and he walks with me. One of the favorite things that I enjoy to do with my wife is I love walking with her. And in our neighborhood, often we will try to take walks. Now, lately it's been hard to take walks, you know. You might start out on a walk and there's sunshine, and in the middle of the walk there's a tornado and a blizzard and things like that. That's Ohio for you, you know. But I love walking with my wife. And you know something, when we walk, we walk hand in hand together. We walk and I talk, and we walk and she talks, and we spend time of fellowship. It is communion together. We are walking together. I really wouldn't want to walk by myself, but I love walking with her. We walk together in agreement. We walk together in unity. We walk together in nearness. And folks, we have a shepherd this morning. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, who is walking with you. Now, I want you to notice our passage here today, because there's something very, very special about how the shepherd walks with us. Number one, I want you to notice that as David is walking with his heavenly shepherd, he says this, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Number one, I want you to notice that he walks with confidence. There is a sureness about David's walk. There is a steadiness about his walk. In fact, he is walking in safety. He is walking in sureness. He is walking in security. He is walking in satisfaction. There is something certain about his walk. There is a confidence about his walk. Notice what he says, "Yea, though I walk." David is not running through the valley. Have you ever gone through somewhere before? I remember years ago when I was just a kid, and of course, those were different days, you know. And you could kind of leave the neighborhood and go and just go everywhere, it seemed like. And I remember there were certain places where I would go with my friends that were kind of scary, you know. And I remember I wouldn't walk through those places. I'd run through those places, you know. I mean, I'd get as fast as I could through that. And that's exactly what you and I want to do in every valley. We want to sprint through the valley. We want to get to the other end of the valley. We want to hurry and let's get through this. This is dangerous and this is dreadful and this is fearful. But David says, "Yea, though I walk." He walks in confidence. He is a man who has learned to trust God and to depend upon God. He walks through the valley because the shepherd is with him. Our heavenly shepherd is with us through every valley. By the way, it might be a valley of sickness. It might be a valley of financial loss. It might be a valley of sorrow and heartache. It might be a valley of suffering, of maybe pain or the loss of a loved one. We all go through valleys, and for the rest of our lives, we will enter into valleys here and now. But folks, I want you to know something. We can walk in the valley with confidence. He is walking in confidence. And notice what he goes on to say, "Yea, though I walk through." I want you to do something in your Bibles if you're in the habit of doing it. You ought to underline or circle that word "through." You ought to highlight it. I mean, you ought to do everything you can because that's a powerful word in the Bible. "Yea, though I walk through." Isn't that precious? You know something? We often think that I'm going to be in this valley forever. But that's not what David said. David said, "Yea, though I walk through." I'm not staying in this valley. I'm walking through the valley. He says, "I'm not remaining in the valley. I'm not pitching a tent in the valley. I'm not lost in the valley. I'm not in despair in the valley. Yea, though I walk through." That's precious to me. That, folks, what we are going through right now, we're going to go through it. We're going to come on into the other end of the valley. Why? Because I have all the answers? No. Because I can see ahead? No. But because Jesus is with you and me in the valley. He walks with me and you. He is going to walk us through this valley. He's going to guide us through this valley. I don't know what's ahead, but Jesus has already been ahead. Jesus has walked every step that He's planned for you and me. And by the way, this is a valley that God has brought us to. And it is a valley that we can walk with confidence, not because we know what's ahead of us or we've had this experience before, but we can walk with confidence because Jesus is with you and me. He is walking through the valley. It is a walk of confidence. It is a walk of certainty. By the way, He's walking through the valley of the shadow into the sunshine. He is walking through the blackness of the valley into the brightness of the day. He's walking through this valley of darkness into the daylight. He is walking through this valley of gloom into the glory. He is walking through this valley of midnight, of human suffering, into the eternal light, where the Bible says there is no darkness there. David is saying, "I am walking through." I know what you think, and it's what I think sometimes. We think, "I'm never going to get through this. I'm never going to get through this. I'm going to live with this the rest of my life." And maybe there are some things in your life that you think, "I'm never going to get out of this valley. I'm never going to be able to deal with this." But wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Bible promises you and me, "Yea, though I walk through." Now, by the way, God has a purpose for the valley. He is the one who binds up the broken in heart. He heals all wounds. He is the one that in the valley, He is with us, ministering to us, and taking care of us and guiding us and drawing us to Himself. He is walking in confidence. You know what? So often in a time of a valley, we almost walk around thinking that I'm scared of the valley. Like I said before, we want to run through the valley. But David is walking through the valley. There is a bright side to that word through. You see, David is expecting. It is an ideal of expectation. Yea, though I walk through. David is expecting God to bring him through the valley. He is expecting God to be with him every day and every step of the way. He is expecting God to meet his need through the valley. It is a walk of confidence. I am expecting God to carry me through. And by the way, sometimes you and I think, I'm never going to get through this. But folks, we ought to praise God for the promise of the through. The promise that He will take us through. The promise that He knows where we're at in the valley. Listen, Christ, the great shepherd, will be there at the entrance of the valley, leading us all the way through the valley. Why? Because He is our heavenly shepherd. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, the valley is dark. Yes, the valley is gloomy. Yes, the valley is dark and dangerous. But I want you to know something. It is only the shadow of death. You know something about a shadow? A shadow is temporary. It is not permanent. And folks, the valley is not a permanent place. It's a passage. And God has a purpose for every valley. Look here, you and I can walk day by day. We can walk with Jesus day by day because He is walking with us. And we can walk in confidence knowing that He is by our side. He has led us in this valley for a purpose and a plan. We can walk with confidence, not in ourselves. We have no confidence in the flesh. But our confidence is in the One who sees all things. Our confidence is in the One who created the heavens and the earth. My help is in the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And we can trust in Him. Why? Because He is walking with you and me. And He has promised to lead us through. So we see first that He walks with confidence. Number two, David walks in comfort. Now here's what the Bible says. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now I want you to think just for a moment about that phrase. I will fear no evil. Now, let me say this to you. There is no fear in love, as the Bible says, because perfect love casteth out fear. There is no fear, David said, I will fear no evil. Now, David is not saying that there is something sinful. The word evil there is not used as we might use it, that is evil, that is sinful, that is evil before the eyes of the Lord. David is saying, I will fear no evil. Let me help you with something. I believe it's what Joseph said in Genesis chapter 50 and verse number 20. May I read this verse to you? Joseph had went through some great valleys. The valley of being, I mean, listen, he was literally deserted by his brothers. His brothers turned his back on him. They were going to kill Joseph. They sold him into slavery. Joseph dealt with the valley of rejection by his brothers. Well, that's a tough valley to endure. And then Joseph dealt with the valley of literally he was lied about and he was put into prison for something that he never did. And Joseph was misunderstood and he was misrepresented. He was lied about. And that was a tough valley for Joseph to endure. But all through that, the Lord led him through. Joseph could walk in confidence, but he could walk in comfort because David said, I will fear no evil. What is that evil? Well, the evil is what God has brought to us. That evil is the dangerous times. It is the hardship. It is the sorrow. It is the suffering. It's what we are dealing with now. We are dealing with this evil days. I'm not necessarily referring, although they are, to sinful days. I'm talking about that these are lonesome days. These are dark days, days of uncertainty. Days of evil. That's why Joseph could say in Genesis 50, 20, but as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now, Joseph could say, you did evil unto me, But he could also say, God meant it unto good. Folks, whatever evil has come into your life in the form of discouragement, in the form of loneliness, in the form of sorrow or heartache or heartbreak, that evil, can I tell you something? God means it unto good. Why could David say, I will fear no evil? Because the shepherd was with him. Now, I would almost say, well, shepherd, why did you take your sheep in this valley? Because he had a purpose for the valley. There is a purpose for every dark day and every evil thing that happens to you and me. You know what? We could look at all this and we could say, look at that. That's evil. That's hurtful. That's not what I want to endure. That hurts me. In fact, let's think about Moses. Would you take your Bibles? You're in Psalm 23. Go to Psalm chapter number 90. Let's think about this evil. I will fear no evil. Now think about it. Look, can I say this? The shepherd was not guessing where he should take the sheep. The shepherd had already been there. And he knew exactly where he was leading the sheep. Let me say this to you, and I want you to remember this. Folks, he walks with you and me. The shepherd walks with me. He walks with you. And he brings us to a valley. You know what we would say at the valley? We'd say, no, no, no. I'm not going in there. There's evil in there. It's dark in there. It's scary in there. There's fearfulness in there. I don't know which way the valley goes. But the shepherd says, come on, let's go. I have a plan. I have a purpose. Even though it may seem evil to you, there is a plan behind all of the valleys that God has brought us in and he will bring us through. In fact, Moses said it well when he said in Psalm chapter 90 and verse number 15, he said, make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. And you know what? Moses had something to say about valleys because God led the children of Israel into great valleys that would seem evil to you and me. In fact, do you remember that God literally led them directly from the land of Egypt? He brought them to the Red Sea. You know what I think the people would have said? Moses, what have you done? I mean, Moses, we are going the wrong direction, but God led them there on purpose. It seemed like evil because in front of them was the Red Sea and behind them was the army of Egypt. Those were days of evil. That was a valley that was seemed hurtful and harmful. But remember what Moses said in Exodus 14. He said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Does that sound like David? I will fear no evil. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You know what Moses was saying? You thought this was an evil valley, but God is going to do something in the midst of this valley to reveal himself to you like you have never seen the Lord before. The Lord will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And let me say something to you. In this valley, we can have comfort to know that God has brought us in this valley. There is a purpose behind this valley. He is with us in the valley, and he fights for us in the valley. There is comfort. David said, I will fear no evil. You know what I say to that? David, I don't understand how you say that. David, how can you say you will fear no evil? Because there's evil in the valley, but yet the shepherd is with him. It is the comfort of the shepherd's presence that gives David peace. And he says, I will fear no evil because the shepherd brought me here. He knows what is behind every corner. He knows what is around every rock and crevice. He knows, and he has a purpose for that. In fact, let's take our Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 because I don't want you to miss this point. Folks, there is no fear in love. When you know today that your heavenly shepherd loves you and he brought you to this valley out of love, not out of hatred. He brought you to this valley because he cares for you. And when you understand that love, that will cast out fear. You know what, David, why he could say, I will fear no evil? Because he knew the shepherd loved him. He knew the shepherd was not going to make a wrong turn. Do you know that God never gets lost? He never does. God never takes a wrong turn with your life. God never has a valley. In fact, you know, the Bible tells us that when we enter into that trial, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Why does the Bible say that? Because that's exactly what we think. We come and say, Lord, this doesn't make any sense. This is strange to me. This is not what I need right now. But the heavenly shepherd knows what is best. We can have comfort. We can fear no evil because, listen, that evil is not going to overtake us. That evil is not going to destroy us. Why? Because the shepherd is with us. He is guiding us. He is protecting us. He is watching over us in the valley. You may say, well, Pastor, I fear this in this valley of this COVID-19. You can trust the shepherd. Fear no evil because he is with you day by day. He has led us into this valley. There is a purpose behind this valley. That's why we can say, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And I want you to look, if you would please, let's begin in verse number 15. Notice what, well, let's start in verse number 8. I want to start right there because I love these verses here. Oh, folks, there is comfort in the midst of the valley because David said, I will fear no evil. Yes, God's led us here. He's going to take care of us. Look what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. We are troubled on every side. Does that not seem like what we're dealing with today? Yes, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. I can honestly say there is trouble on every side. And I can honestly say that we are perplexed. I mean, we think, what is happening and what is going to happen? But the Bible says, we are not distressed and we are not in despair. Now, you may say, that ain't me, Pastor. Because I am distressed and I am in despair. But we should not be. We should not live in distress and despair. It goes on to say, persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now, listen, it may seem that we are in distress and despair and persecution and cast down. But the Bible tells us the truth. We are not distressed. We are not in despair. We are not forsaken, and we are not destroyed. Why? Why? Why could David say, I will fear no evil? Why could the Apostle Paul say this? And all that he went through, and this valley of darkness that Paul went throughout his life. I mean, he was beaten. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. I mean, all kinds of what we would say evil things happened to him. But I will fear no evil. Why? Let's read down. Verse number 15 says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us, I love that phrase, worketh for us, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Can I tell you what this valley is doing? It's working for you. This valley, yes, it may seem evil, but you don't have to fear the evil of this valley. You do not have to fear what man can do unto you. Why? Because the Lord is on our side. He is with us day by day. We can have comfort. Why? Because I will fear no evil. Because God has brought me here. I'll tell you what the devil does to you and me. We enter into a valley, and the devil says, well, the Lord's forsaken you. The Lord's left you. The Lord doesn't love you. The Lord doesn't care for you. And those are all lies, because I'm going to promise you, He promised, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why, David? For thou art with me. The shepherd has brought us to this valley. It's dark. It's gloomy. But the shepherd is with us. We can fear no evil. We can say that with faith and with confidence and in comfort today because he's brought us here. And as Joseph said, ye meant it unto evil, but God meant it unto good. There is a purpose and a plan behind all these days of evil, this valley. So this shepherd walks with confidence. He walks in comfort. But number three, and the last thing I want you to notice, he walks with a companion. Boy, I'm telling you, it's precious. Go back to Psalm 23, if you would, please, because I want to show this to you. How precious it is that David says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, I want you to notice something. That phrase, thou art with me. Now, go back to Psalm 23, and I want you to see something. Because something changes with the psalmist here. Notice what he says. Verse number 1, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. All those first three verses, David is, he's writing, he is speaking in the third person. He is saying, he maketh me. He leadeth me. He restoreth me. He's talking about the shepherd. But now the personal pronoun changes in verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. David didn't say, for he is with me. He says, thou art with me. You know what David is doing here? David, before, is talking about the shepherd. Now, as he moves into this dark valley, this evil valley, this lonesome valley, this gloomy valley, now he gets closer to the divine guide, and he whispers and he says, thou art with me. David doesn't talk about the shepherd, and that's wonderful to talk about the shepherd and how wonderful he is and how precious he is and how faithful he is. But now David says, now, Lord, you're with me. Thou art with me. Can I say this to you? When we are in the green pastures and we are by the still waters, we talk about him. But when we enter into the shadows, we talk to him. And that is what God does in the valley. Oh, it's wonderful to talk about the shepherd and to praise our shepherd for his glory, his might, his power, his dominion, his faithfulness, and how great he is. But then we find a constant companion. We find that David is walking with confidence. He's walking in comfort. But now he's walking with a companion. Jesus is with me. Thou art with me. And I want you to hear me out. Folks, today, he is with you and me. He has not left us. He has not forsaken us. Have you ever said to God before? Maybe you have. I have. Lord, what are you doing? Lord, where are you? Lord, what's going on? But folks, may I say to you, we all think those things, but he has promised, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, whatever that valley may be for you, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That is one of the greatest promises in the Bible, that he is with you and me. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. His eye is never off of us. He is our companion. Though I walk, even at this hour, through the dark valley, thou art with me. Folks, he is on our side in the valley. He has pledged to help us. He has promised to never fail us and never leave us. There is no room for fear in this promise because we are with him and he is with us. By the way, God is with every one of his children. We dwell in him and he dwells in us. There is a vital, everlasting union that exists between every living, believing soul and God. What cause can there be for fear? Because thou art with me. I can remember as a kid, so often, you know, children are afraid of so many things, at least I was. And I can remember so often, if I was by myself, I was fearful. But if I was with my dad or with my mom, can I tell you something? There was no fear there because they would take care of everything. They would watch over my little children when they were just real small. If a dog would come, we were walking in the neighborhood or in the park or something, a dog would come, my kids, they wouldn't run. They would just get behind me. They would say, take Daddy. He's got lots of meat, you know. Go ahead and take him. No, that's not what they were saying. But you know what they were doing? They were saying, Daddy will take care of us. Daddy will not let that dog hurt us. They did not fear, in a sense, me. They feared what was coming, but there was no cause for fear because I would do everything within my power, which is limited, to protect them. But our God loves us greater than any father or mother could ever love someone. And He has all power, and He is all knowing, and He is all loving and all caring, and that God is with you and me. There is no cause for fear. You see, Jesus is our shepherd today in all circumstances of life. He is the shepherd for all seasons. He is not only the shepherd of the green pastures and the shepherd of the still waters, but He is the shepherd who walks with us through the dark valleys and through the difficult times of our lives. That's why David could say, "Yea, though I walk, I'm walking through, because the shepherd is with me. I will fear no evil because there's a purpose and a plan behind this valley, and Thou art with me." Folks, today, to know with confidence and to know with eyes of faith that Jesus is with us day by day, that helps us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. But that it helps us to live with comfort and confidence, and it helps us to live with joy because Jesus is with us day by day. Oh, folks, the darkness sometimes is so thick that it's hard to see the Lord Jesus. But through eyes of faith, we can always be sure that He is there walking with us step by step, moment by moment. And not because of the evidence or the feeling that we may have, but because He promised, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Years ago, the story is told about a young man in his 20s. And the man was involved in a terrible accident where he lost his eyesight. And this young man was just so bitter. Oh, he was so angry. He was in his parents' home now, and there he is, blind. He cannot see. And he just wants to be by himself. He's in despair. He feels forsaken and all of that. And one day his dad said, "Son, I want you to get the screens. I want you to put them in the windows." And the boy looked at his dad and said, "Dad, are you crazy? I'm blind." He said, "Son, I think you can do it." He said, "I just believe you can do it." And the young man was mad. He was angry. And then while he was sitting in his room, he said, "That's it. That's fine. I'll go out and do it and kill myself. Or I'll go out and get paralyzed. That'll show them." So the boy, in anger, he grabbed, found the screens. He knew exactly where they were. He got the ladder and put the ladder up. And he went up the ladder and he accomplished the task. And then he went back inside. And he said, "There it is, Dad. I've done it. And Dad, thanks for helping me." And you know what? The story is told that years later, that dad told the father. He said, "Son, you just thought you were doing that by yourself, but I was behind you every step of the way. When you were on the ladder, I was right behind you. When you were wherever you were standing, I was there. Oh, you couldn't see me, son, but I was not going to let you fall." And folks, I want you to know something. In a valley like we're going through right now, we can fear no evil. We know that we're going to come through the valley because our shepherd is with us day by day, step by step, moment by moment. And by the way, I want you to think of just something for a moment. David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Why did David call it a shadow? Why didn't David just call it the valley of death? Or a valley of dying? Because, folks, may I say to you that every valley, there are shadows. Are you scared of shadows? When I was a kid, I was scared of shadows. You know, especially at night. We had a house where there were trees around our house, and those trees would cast shadows at night, especially during thunderstorms. Those shadows looked like terrible monsters, you know? They were coming in. Pictures, you know, shadows of my sister getting back at me for all the things I'd done. All those different things. Those shadows. But guess what? The shadow cannot hurt you. And the shadow is only there because there is light behind the shadow. You know what David was saying? It's a valley of the shadow of death. There's light somewhere there. I just can't see the light. Only see the shadow. You cannot fight the shadow. We have no defense against the shadow because the shadow cannot hurt you. But in the midst of the valley of the shadow of whatever it may be, the valley of the shadow of sickness or the valley of the shadow of sorrow, there is a great light behind the shadow. And His name is Jesus. He is there leading us and guiding us. Folks, if there is a shadow, the sun is shining somewhere to cast a shadow. That shadow implies that we are approaching something, that something is near and something is close to us. That's what David was saying. Oh, folks, the one who created the valley is with you in the valley. He has prepared a way through the valley. He has a purpose behind the valley. That shepherd knows every twist and turn in the valley. We can trust Him. Folks, I want to ask you something right now. Do you feel alone? You know, this quarantine time, this stay-at-home order, so many people are lonely. But you are not alone because the shepherd is with you. He has promised to guide you. Walk day by day in confidence. Why? Because He is with you every step of the way. You are going to walk through. You can walk in confidence. He is taking us through this valley. He's promised us that. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I have the promise and I can walk in confidence. But we can walk in comfort today because David said, I will fear no evil. Why is there comfort? Because this is working for us. All things work together for our good. All things are for our sakes. And God is working this affliction. It's working for us to draw us nigh to the shepherd, to teach us more about the shepherd, to draw us close to His presence. Walk in comfort knowing that you can fear no evil. And then you are walking with a companion. Now I want to ask you something in closing. Maybe you are a Christian this morning. Wonderful. Then you have a constant companion with you day by day. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But if you're without Jesus Christ, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I want you to know something. You are really alone. You're alone in your sin. And by the way, if you die without Jesus Christ, you will die and be eternally, forever separated from God. No hope of calling unto Him. He will not hear you anymore. No hope of ever being with Jesus in heaven. If you die without Jesus Christ. But I want you to know something. As certain as David was that God would bring him through the valley, death is also certain. In fact, the Bible says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Oh, death is certain. Death is coming. For the child of God, it's just the valley of the shadow of death. Why? Because Jesus is with us in the valley, and He takes us to a place where there's no need of light. There's no darkness there. It's a place called heaven with Jesus forever. But if you're lost and without Jesus Christ, yes, you are going to die. And if you die in your sin, you'll spend eternity in hell. I want you to know something, that there is a shepherd who loves you today. Even though you're a lost sheep and you're without Jesus Christ, He loves you. Oh, His love for you is everlasting. His love for you changes not. He loves you in spite of your sin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, that shepherd loves you even though you're lost in your sin. But you need to know something. You are a sinner. Because all we like sheep have gone astray. You've sinned against a holy God. You've sinned against a righteous God and all His standards. You cannot be perfect. You cannot live without sin. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. The penalty for your sin, and we are all sinners, is to spend eternity separated from God forever in eternal torment called hell. A place that God does not want you to go. A place that God wants to take you from. He does not want you to live forever in hell. That's why God loved you enough, even as a lost sheep, a sinful sheep, a wayward sheep. He loves you enough that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. The Bible calls Him the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd, He gave His life for the sheep. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died for you, ma'am. He died for you, sir. He died for your sin. He paid for all your sin debt. And if today, if you are willing to put your faith and your trust in Him and call unto Him, He's promised to save you and give you a home in heaven and to adopt you into His family to where He will be your shepherd for all of eternity. Folks, maybe now, God has dealt with you. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? You're there in the privacy of your own home. And today, maybe you are lost. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. You don't know where you would go if you died today. Death is certain and death is coming. It's inevitable. You cannot escape it. But if you die without Christ, you will die in eternity in hell, separated from God forever. But folks, that shepherd loves you and he wants you to put your faith and trust in him. Maybe today you say, Pastor, I need Jesus as my Savior. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pastor, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that Jesus is the only way. In fact, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You cannot go to heaven by your good works or by your baptism or by your church membership or by your good deeds. It is only through Jesus, the good shepherd. Folks, today, if God has spoken to your heart and you know that you're without Jesus, would you right now put your faith and trust in him? Will you turn to him right now? He's promised to hear your prayer. He's promised to forgive you of your sin. He's promised to save you if you will come to him in faith and humility. Maybe right now you'd like to be saved. You'd like to become a child of God. In fact, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, God will save you if you will turn to him in faith. Right now, would you pray this prayer with me? If you would like to receive Jesus as your Savior, pray this prayer with me. The prayer goes something like this. You can pray this silently in your heart to God. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a lost sheep. I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. I turn to you for salvation. Help me live for you from this day forward. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. I trust that if you're without Jesus, that you prayed that prayer this morning. But child of God, are you full of fear? Then fear not today. Are you worried? Don't live with worry, because the shepherd walks with you. And right now, would you thank him that he walks with you? Right now, would you say, God, help me to live and walk in confidence and to walk in comfort because you are my companion. Maybe right now you'd like to pray and ask the Lord to forgive you for your fear and your worry and your dread and your despair and your distress. Trust him today. Call unto him right now and praise him and thank him. Oh, Father, I pray that you would bless our folks today that are listening and watching. Lord, thank you that you're the shepherd who walks with me and walks with everyone else that is your child. Lord, thank you to know that we can walk in confidence because you have promised, Lord, that you will see us through the valley. We can walk in comfort because you have a purpose and a plan. You have a reason for why we are in this valley. And we can walk with a companion because you are with us step by step. Lord, may we trust you. May we spend time in prayer calling unto you. May we draw nigh to you during this time. May we allow you to accomplish the work that you want to accomplish in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus, that you are walking with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now as the pianist plays, maybe you'd like to spend some extra time in prayer. Thank you for joining us today. The shepherd walks with me.